Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls Tammy LC and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red Gab in the building. Knockout Kid on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tammy LC and Tasha. Listen to my demo. This grind is crazy. Need some time, can you play me? Yeah. I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no tooth freeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes. Hey. Cop to Mannheim. Hey. From the HA to the UK. Yeah. International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper. It's all for the love. And all the promotion is gangsta. Got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to. Your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the artist connection, and in this category, Tammy LC and Tasha care to share your story. Yes, they care to share your story.
Hey yo, Tammy LC,
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yo, Tammy LC,
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yeah.
Welcome to Artist Connection. This is Open Mic. What better intro than Rec Ab? I really don't need to talk much. We back here on Open Mic Friday. We haven't had it, I think, in 2 years. Correct me, partner, if I'm wrong. Welcome to Artist Connection. How you doing, partner? You ready for the show?
You know I'm ready. I'm always ready. Let's go. I'm excited. I'm just like, bring in the poets, bring in the creativity. I need that in my life. How you doing?
I need it in my life, too. If you got a verse, if you have a poem, if you have some kind of freestyle, call us. We are so ready to hear your story. We're ready to hear your work, your poetry, your art, you know. Call 347-633-9102. And if you want to be on air and share your work or just give a shout out, hit the number one on your phone. Press the number one to get in the queue so it lets us know that you want to be on the show and talk. So how you been? Let's reflect real fast on our last show, online dating.
Right.
Let's reflect.
Right. Let's truly reflect. You know, it was so fun. I think that, you know, it was just great show. It was us, you know, sharing our stories and our experiences, and also, you know, giving some great tips to our listeners, because that was so needed, you know. Internet dating, it got real. It got real real quick.
It did. And, you know, I thought about something afterwards as far as, like, the title of the show at that point.
Right.
Probably online meeting would have probably fit better for that, because we were mainly talking about that. We really wasn't talking about having just a relationship online, because some people actually do that. All they do is date online and really don't see each other, but over the, like, computer.
Right.
So really, my thing was more the online meeting, like to meet people online versus meeting them in the park or in the club or at the laundromat. That's, I think, where the misunderstanding came about when we had, you know, some callers. So I think that's what that was, because, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've listened to quite a few shows on internet dating, and usually they're not talking about a relationship strictly over the internet. Usually they're talking about going to dating sites on the internet. So, and that's really what we were, you know, talking about is, you know, do you go on to the internet to certain sites and to, you know, for the potential to be able to date someone. That's basically what it was. So, I was a bit lost with the confusion, but I wasn't lost as far as our topic, just where it took a left. I was a little confused, but,
thought,
it's all good.
I just thought maybe we should have been a little bit more clear. You know, that's what I thought afterwards. Maybe we should have been, but you know, if I guess most people got it because I did get some positive feedback after the show, got some tweets,
right.
And people that listened on demand later on, they was like, oh, wow, it was interesting. And they was, of course, laughing at my 5'3 first date type of deal. So I was like, okay. And it was
exactly.
Like, share some stuff. And they said, yeah, they wished they would have known earlier and they would have called in and shared some stories. So we may have to do another show, like part two.
Yeah, well, you know, we can definitely do that, and we have some really good topics, you know, other than those. But I definitely think, you know, why not? Why not open it up and open the spectrum? We only heard really, you know, from a few people, you know.
Right.
Hey, who knows? Who knows? You know.
Right.
But either way, we had a great show.
We always do. And tonight, of course, mm-hmm. we haven't had open mic in almost 2 years, so that is very exciting. Mm-hmm. We used to do it every Friday for anybody who has never listened to our show. We used to air open mic Friday, every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
it was amazing. And, you know, we had the people that, like the Frequent Flies, that always called in, and we had new people, and
yes.
It was always amazing. Sometimes we had more, sometimes
yes.
we had less. But the people that came through
mm-hmm.
always delivered, and it was always wonderful, and we're looking forward to another wonderful night. And
right.
we're going to open – we're just going to open the lines right away. You guys can call in, yeah. And in the meantime, me and my partner, you know, we're going to talk about some things and probably share one or two hot topics, and I'm sure, partner, you got some.
Oh, my God.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
And
oh, my God.
Right. But, you know, our show is always this, that, and the other. Of course, the main topic tonight is poetry. We're going to rock it. We're probably going to recite some ourselves. We're going to talk about.
Heck yeah.
Right. And but we are Artist Connection. We are this and that. And we talk about other things as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get the mic to you. I'm sure you got at least one or two interesting things you want to share. And then maybe you can recite something.
I do. And, you know, I'm going to take a little, a bit of your hat, your many hats that you wear here on Artist Connection. I found a tip. Well, really, I'm going to pose it as a little quiz. So, callers, if you think you know the answer, please don't Google it. Because I really want it to be, you know, genuine, like, do you know? So this is the thing. What is the stickiest substance, okay, I'll say on Earth, or what is the stickiest substance? And the actual answer is going to just really shock you guys, because I was like, wait, what? Yeah, stickiest substance in existence, what is it? So if you think you know the answer, let me know.
The stickiest substance. I don't know. So I'm just going to see if we have some callers or some chatters. Now, for some odd reason, I cannot open up the chat room here. It's just loading and loading. So if anybody's in the chat room, we cannot see that. So I want to say hello. Mm-hmm. Welcome, you guys. I'm sorry our chat doesn't work. So if you want to call in, 347-633-9102, because we cannot see the chat room at this moment, so it might be some technical stuff with BTR. Not sure what's going on. So, anyway, the stickiest substance. That's interesting, partner.
I don't know
what that is.
Okay, well, if nobody gets it, I will definitely give you guys the answer. Like I said, don't Google, don't cheat. You know, that's not cute. And then just let us know. You can also go on our Facebook page. We have a Facebook like page for Artist Connection. Go on over there, Artist Connection on Facebook.com, and put your answer on there. Or just tell us, you know, you enjoy listening. If you're a regular listener, like us and all that good stuff, and follow us, because we always post when we're gonna go live. We always post there, so check that out. And I'm gonna give you guys just a little bit of gossip, some stuff that I was, going. I was really like doing a little bit of research. It was a really slow news week. Literally very boring. But I wanted to ask you guys, okay, if you remember a story that I did when I was talking about a young lady, Gloria. We were talking about her. Remember, her husband was kind of like putting her out of the house, and, you know, he was saying that he pays all this money per month and all that stuff. And me and you were kind of feeling some type of way because, you know, he was saying he was putting her out and all that stuff. Fine. Well, they're because, you know, they have like 5 kids or something together, and that kind of bothered me a little bit. So a little bit of update to the story is basically the judge, I guess, once he went over the financial situations, it's not that he's ordering her to, like, she's not going to be homeless or anything. It's just that he's just maintaining the household or whatever it is, and she's going to be put in, like, an apartment, and I'm not even sure if she has custody of the kids anymore. But there was some movement in their case, and people were really debating back and forth. So this led me to a question for you guys. What do you think about that particular situation? I know that you only get a small scope of it, but what are your thoughts on seemingly, you know, all these successful men being able to, you know, take custody, full custody in most cases from women that have not been proven to be unfit or anything? I mean, I don't think that they're unfit or anything. So, but it just seems like the men that have the money and the power, in a lot of cases, I mean, we have, I believe, Swizz Beatz and Dwayne Wade, and, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, Usher, all of those people. Like, so I just wanted to ask you guys what you all thought about that, because that's something I think is, you know, worth a show. And I'll do more research and get the actual, you know, facts, a little more facts for you guys, you know, to base your opinions on. But just tell me what you guys think. You can hit us up on our Facebook or our Twitter page and let us know what you think. So that was a little bit of just, for me. I saw them pop up again, and I was just like, "That's, I don't know. You know, I don't like the moms being put out. I think, I don't know. We'll tackle that one."
You know, it made me feel some kind of way. I didn't like that either.
Right.
And, I mean, unless she's just like somebody that, you know, is proven to be abusive to the children or anything like that, it's just it's to me, it's horrible, because that's going to affect the children as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, and this, you know, to me it's just a huge conspiracy that I think definitely needs to be investigated. It's definitely some things going on wrong there, and yeah, we just want to, you know, find out what's up. I want more info on that. So that was something that I really wanted to bring up. And then just a little bit of, I guess, gossip. I'm trying to think of, because I did it as if we were going to do a show, but we ended up doing this and that in our discussion on internet dating. So I'm like trying to go through and think about what was said there. Was there any good juice this week? Oh, you know what? Yes, it was. I know. I just thought about it. Rihanna calling Rachel Dolezal, the lady who was pretending to be black, the white lady. She worked for Yeah, she was on the NAACP, like on their board, like president or something of one of their, you know, one of their, what do you call the words? And I can't think of course, you know, one of their entities. I don't know.
I've seen that. She said something about,
she called
about
her a hero.
Like a hero and her role model or something like that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Hero,
there was a lot of negative.
Model.
There was a lot
of negative
feedback.
Yeah, a lot of negative feedback. She was basically giving her credit for having, you know, for taking on that role and fighting for, you know, for rights for African Americans. And, you know, how I felt about it is, it could be argued either way. That's really honestly how I feel. I must say that. When it comes to her, I mean, you can look at some things and you can say, okay, this is blackface, this is racist, this is this. Or you can look at it as, okay, she was making movements and strides. But I've heard so much negative on both sides, so I really don't have an opinion, I must say that, on this particular situation. You guys let me know what you guys think about it. But I do have an opinion on another topic that comes up, but stop me as soon as somebody, you know, is ready.
Yeah,
we
have a caller in the line. I don't know, hit the number one to indicate that you want to be on air, and I see about 2 callers right now. And I'm going to invite them in with the area code, and let me see, this is area code 349. Now, what is that? Okay. All right, let's just drop the drop call here. This is area code 612. Welcome to Open Mic Friday.
who are we having the pleasure of speaking with?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah,
can
hi.
You hear us?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I can. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can.
I hear you good.
What is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kimber Love. I'm in the Twin Cities.
Okay, I couldn't hear that. Where was that at?
Hold on 1 second. Let me just adjust my
okay.
phone.
Okay. She's in the Twin Cities.
Hello. I said, yeah, my name is Kimber Love. I'm in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Where are you guys at? Somebody
we
hit
are...
me up on Facebook and let me know you guys were doing it. So I called a couple
well,
times
have...
before the show started.
Very glad you called in. Exciting. We haven't did, is this your first time you heard of our show, per se?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I used to hit up the Ink Spot and with Indigo Soul, and then but she actually posted you guys' information on my phone, so she knew I would call in.
Well,
nice.
Good. You're very glad. Very nice, very nice. Partner, go ahead if you wanted to say something.
No, I was just going to say shout out to the Ink Spot. I'm familiar with the Ink Spot as well. So, yes, thank you so much for linking us up. You know what I'm saying? Like, linking our show. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, that's all
we've been on air for about, we've been on air for almost like 3 years. We used to do open mics like every Friday. And we do so many other shows where we invite artists. So we haven't done an open mic in a long time. But, you know, we are poets ourselves, so it was time to reach back out to the the poetry community, the poets, and everybody's been asking me, when y'all gonna do another show? So anyway, you are our first caller. Very excited. Are you gonna recite something for us right now? What's
That's
funny?
I never like to go first, but I'll go first. I'll open it up.
Right.
Hey.
So I just want to send some love out to all the poets, you know, in this hour. Tomorrow I'm actually going to be at a spot called Fashion Therapy. It's a fashion show and fundraiser for the St. Jude's Cancer Research Hospitals and Treatment Centers, and I'm really happy about that. So I've been practicing a brand new piece.
Nice.
You know, because it's definitely, even though it's the cancer fundraiser, it's still a grown and sexy crowd, so I'm excited about that. And, my name is Kimber Love, and myself, I've been doing poetry and spoken word actively for about 15 years now here in the Twin Cities. We had a lot of, you know, local live vibing sets, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of raised me and got me to where I am. And so, anywho, the poem that I am going to do is, I guess I'll do it just for the sake of, you know, practicing it one more time, huh? That's
what opens up. Right.
Come on.
Okay, so I woke up at like 2:55 one morning, and this is what I got. It's my ode to a hero. I am the type of woman who will always need a hero. Like every damsel in my heart, there is this ready-made pedestal, but I do not swear to worship him. I simply allow my love and affection to honor and respect him. For as in the order of creation, I believe that first there was Father God who made him just for me before ever subtracting one rib from the ultimate equation. My heart gets so elated. One times one equals one, right? By this, true oneness is revealed with two puzzle pieces jointly fit together, and I'm like, dang, this version right here gives me nothing but pleasure. So I'm working that. As a matter of a fact, I got his back, and I have no other plans than to find myself back inside him again. because I crave for my place inside of him, and nothing in this world could ever satisfy that. See, I would never be interested in the other side of life, not even for a second slice of sweet cherry pie. Oh, no, I'm not the type of chick to try that. Yeah, I need a hero, one who's strong and beautiful. Built like Optimus Prime, he's like Batman fine and super duper spiritual. Ain't nothing about him pitiful. But not only is he bulging with biceps and triceps, but check, this woman right here is definitely digging on his intellect. Man, oh man, baby got my eyes rolling way back because his, now that's the real turn on. Like, that's where I can trust his heart not to go wrong, and loving on my hero is my day song. So, even though right now he's not around, his spot next to me, I'm keeping warm, trusting that soon his work will be done so he can finally come home, because I'm waiting ever so patiently as everything inside of me just wants to be his woman. His woman. The only gift in life fashioned to treat him right. You see, I am the heart of the bride, as the woman inside is so full of life, because if ever he gets tired, I'm right here, willing and able to bring him comfort and rest beyond fairy tales and fables, giving him some good loving that's loyal and faithful. Because when the sun goes down, I'll be the Shiro in his background who wants him to be strong and stable, ready, equipped, and able to do everything that heroes have to do on the daily.
Miss Love, you are the truth, okay? I was over here, I was like, why did I mute my mic? I'm like, over here, damn. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow.
So with that, I do have to send love to my inspiration, you know, and just bless him where he stands, where he sits, wherever he's at. I'm hoping and praying that he's preparing and waiting for me as I am for him, because that's really, to me, what it's about for me, you know what I mean? And even just the things that I am blessed to share in this hour, you know. So, amen, and to God be the glory, and thank you, you know, thank you for allowing me
thank
to
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I was getting hot. I was like, oh, my God, really? And
right.
Okay, can I ask you something?
Yeah,
the way
yeah.
you performed it, I mean, this uh-huh. is like freestyle, right? Just all in your head. I mean, it was amazing. Amazing. You're gonna
no,
rock it, girl.
No, that wasn't freestyle, girl. I had to memorize that piece.
She said, I memorized that one.
No.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
that's
to me,
how my gift is. What it is like? Okay, like there is a real source of inspiration behind it. Like there is a real somebody that it feels like the person. And I'm going way out there, but you know, it's mm-hmm. it's true though. There is. You know how as women we have a dream of a man, and
right.
We know what we want, especially when you start maturing in your femininity, not just your womanhood, but your
mm-hmm.
femininity. You know, you're saying, okay, I know I need this, I need that, or I don't need this, I don't need, no, I can't have it. You know, you go through all of that growth.
Right.
And so all the while, depending on, I would say, who's raising you in the natural and in the spirit, because we do need each other. We need a sister to say, hey, it's okay to feel like the ministry of a woman, because it's not all about what we want and what we get. I feel like it's all about being the truth, you know, like NDRE flipped it and said that he is the truth, and he is. So if truth meets truth, you know what I mean? Meaning I done worked out my issues. I done let God heal me. I done cried about it. I done fussed about it. I done cussed about it. I done begged for it. I ain't going to borrow it, though. And I ain't going to share, and I ain't going to let my standards down, and I'm not going to be a side chick, side dish, none of that, because why? I have standards as a woman, like a real woman, not this other stuff. You know
and
what
at
man?
The end of the day, you know, what I always tell myself, I write about it. I will write about it. Everything that I feel, I'm going to put in each word. And, you know, it's like a proposal almost to the universe, you know, to write that stuff out. And actually, and what you just said just kind of like it hit me because I just recently kind of did a self-evaluation on my past relationships and stuff. I was pointing, now pointing towards me, and everything seems so much easier now because I see where I messed up, and I'm admitting it. And that was the hardest thing, but it feels free almost. Like I'm admitting that I was wrong. I was insecure. I was this. I was that. And it's so much easier. And that just hit home when you just said that. And the more we mature, the more we grow, that's it.
Yeah,
listen,
and so
we definitely have to. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you with what you were saying. I was just like, we have to connect with you. Please connect with us on Facebook so we can, like, get all your information. We have an artist connection like page. Connect with us there. Give us your information because we are really, I mean, we would love to have you back. I know my partner is over there like, you know, you need to be in on one of our discussions. You're just an awesome, you know, person. I just wanted to say that before. And I'm sorry I interrupted you guys. But I just wanted to make sure we did that before.
That's no problem. Yeah, I was just even going to just finish with or just add to about the pieces. Like, I woke up and I had gotten really used to Facebooking a poem or writing in my phone, which is not good to do. That's my newest lesson. It's not good to just rely on the phone. We really, as artists, you know, they say we got to get back to the old ways, and a lot of stuff with raising kids, well, I feel like even as writers, we got to get back to the old ways, writing too, by using hand, ink, pen, paper, heart. You know what I mean? Because it flows good, just as good on the phone, but when stuff gets damaged, it's lost, and you know. So I recently had something going on like that, but it's like I wrote it, and I just really want to just encourage, you know what I mean? I want the poem to encourage both the men and the woman and the women, you know what I mean? I want the brothers to be encouraged. I want the sisters to be encouraged and be okay with, you know, saying that, hey, you know, this is it, you know.
Right.
So I'm thankful, though. But, yeah, thanks for having me, sure. I'm sure you guys' name is in the post, and I'm just seeing it highlighted in black, so I will hit you up. And then we'll definitely connect. So you guys are on every Friday?
Well, we're just getting back with our open mic. We do this and that shows, which is every Wednesday, where we have like we share health tips and we do different type of things. My partner mainly shares like celebrity news, and I share health tips. We do that, and on Thursdays we do our artist conversations, where we have artists like, you know, singers, writers, poets, artists from all walks of life. We have them normally on Thursdays, where we do like great little interviews almost, you know, because I also work on a music radio show where I kind of have a little bit connection, so it's good when they come to Artist Connection, and then maybe, you know, we can give them some airplay. And then open mic is just, like I said, something we give back for the poets, and we do it, I don't know, we really, it's on demand. Right now we don't have a set schedule for open mic. We might do it once a month, we might do it every, you know, we're going to maybe start doing it every other Friday. We both have busy schedules, so we also have a poetry group. If we do, we always announce it at least a week before, right, partner? Like, when we do, like a week before.
Yes,
but you know what? I'm so spontaneous. That don't even matter, because when Indigo posted it on my page, I was like, okay. And sometimes I just quick read. I see what it is and go to it. And I was like, when I wrote the number down and tapped in. And it was like, this show is about to start in 1 hour. I was like, okay, I'm going to call back, right? Then I called 30 minutes later because I felt, you know, it's like I do my mental notes. You know how we do. And so then I called 30 minutes later and said, you have 27 minutes left. I was like, okay. And so that's really how
you
I ended
what?
Up being first.
I'm just now realizing.
Wait,
you're speaking about hope. I know her under hope.
Yeah.
I didn't know who you were talking about at first. Yeah, yes, that's my girl. I love her work. She's supposed to call in, too. She said she's going to call in. And see, we didn't really do a lot of, like, normally we do big event invites. This is really kind of like we just shared it in the group. We didn't really do huge advertisement. So, yeah.
No,
so
but she knows me. She knows I would have called in and supported, you know, and that's kind of even, I think I'm coming into being a vet poet because I totally have a heart to support, you know, just support the poetry community, the release, the words. Like, I still need poetry. I still need open mic, you know, it's, we all call it church, you know what I mean, on inside. And you know, with no disrespect to the church, you know, hey,
right.
I love it. I love it. So I'm always interested in listening, sharing, and supporting, and not being what I teach is not being a masturbator. Don't be sitting up here getting high on your own stuff, tripping off your own stuff. You know what I mean? Go share.
Go
you ain't always got to get
supply.
Paid. You ain't always got to get paid. My rewards are so great. You know how many people come crying, encouraging. I needed that. You know what I mean? You know how many people I truly, truly minister to, not being greedy with the gift? The gift don't belong to me, no way. Because my responsibility is not to go bury the gift, because I don't want the Lord to be mad at me about my stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't want him to give it to somebody else. I love it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love it.
Not to share the gift is like a crime, right? Yeah.
I mean, don't prostitute
it
either. Don't be, you know, we ain't got to be hoish with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Come on now.
Giving it away for free.
You can't. It's not even just that. I mean, we don't want to be cheated, but the point is, you know, be fair. We got to learn how to be fair. But even if someone is not able to, you know, put it out there and pay or whatever, I mean, really though, not saying that we're not supposed to be compensated, but we just have to trust the reward system, you know?
Right.
And, so, yeah, like I said, Hope knew I would share. She knew I would come and share and support. So I'm happy to hear y'all. I'm going to keep listening, though. Y'all go on ahead and do your thing. You know,
thank you. Do you
want to
hold on? Do you want to
hold on?
Maybe perform another
on
one? Yeah. Maybe perform another one if you feel like it, okay?
Okay, yeah. Just let me know what y'all want me to do. I got you.
Nice, nice. Thank you so much, Kim.
Yep, I'm going to just mute and listen in, so keep going.
Okay. Partner, I was going to actually add while we just, you know, was talking and vibing, because, you know, I'm a huge fan of you. I mean, it is.
Oh, my
God. Okay. Well, I mean, you know I am.
We're fans of each other.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Like,
no, right. Well, you don't have to. I mean, we have another caller on, you know, online. There's no, I think that's a Skype call. I'm not sure. But we'll get to that in just a moment. But yeah, let me just do that. You know, I like the praise, and we are the praise.
This was my prayer. This was my prayer right here. I was like, please don't make me go after Kim Love. Please don't do that to me.
No, I don't want to be the one to do it. I know she listens to it. She's dope. Okay, I'm already a fan. And you know, remember my girl Jennifer Hart from New York. Jennifer Hart.
Yes, Jennifer.
You know, I have to invite her too, because you know I was like, oh my God, like I had like a poetry crush on her. Like she would
write
goosebumps, and we have to invite her again too.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's how I felt. when I seen your
listening to her.
No. What I'm saying is the first time I've seen your work was not even in our group. That because you wasn't even. Yes, I did invite you to the group. That's where I seen it. And
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this girl is dope.
Oh my
so,
gosh. Oh
yeah,
Lord.
That caller, that Skype caller, we lost them anyway. So, and that.
Okay.
I don't know. The last time when we had the online dating show, that was kind of the same number. Do you feel me? So
I feel you.
The call is dropped. So if you want to call
right.
back, you know, feel free. And the chat
yeah,
room is still not working. It's not functioning. I don't know why. So if anybody's in the chat room, a big hello. Thank you for tuning in. You know, this is Artist Connect. Open mic tonight. It's so exciting. Mm-hmm. We haven't had open mic in so long. I can't believe it. But you can go ahead.
And I was
going to
say something. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to definitely get into a piece that I wrote the other day. Before I do that, I did want to say if you are in the chat room and you really want to connect with us and talk to us, go to our Artist Connection page. I'm signed on. I can see what you guys are writing to us if you need to tell us anything or want to be on the show. However you want to get down, just go ahead and send that to us. And I will be performing Said It All, a new poem that I wrote like a couple of days ago in like 5 minutes. And please, I didn't memorize it, okay? So
that's okay.
Be nice.
It's still poetry. It's still your work. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I'm much more of the writer than the performer, but I'm working on it. So it's been a long time since we did open mic. Let's go. No excuses. Let's go. All right. So Said It All. Drinking my mistakes slowly. Taking them each to the head, chug a lug on my self-doubt, turned myself inside out. You don't forgive me. You don't really live me. You are often, and I am rarely. You are constantly trying to make me feel anything to be right.
Hold on.
When I'm dead inside. Don't tell me to say that. Don't tell me to say sorry. I can't make the promises that follow. I give up hopeful tomorrow. I said it all. I let my past have my future. Damn, it won without a fight. I lay my face on the ground while still managing to wave that white flag, and you just stood there. But what else could you do? I said it all. In words and sounds and mumbles heard only by the heavens when I was too low to scream, with tears flowing, with me knowing my dreams would also crumble, I let you down. Poor me, punished by my own authority, leaving this little piece secretly wishing someone will see it and save me. Really wishing it's the new brave me. I mean, I said it all, but I don't believe God brought me this far to leave me. So I may have said a lot. Tasha. And stumbling over this poem.
Pardon, tell me the inspiration. You know I always like to hear that.
Inspiration behind this one was I wanted to write almost like a letter to myself, a love letter to myself, because I do go through bouts of depression. A lot of people do. And I wanted to always kind of, no matter how low I get, I wanted a poem that I can go to and I can say no matter what has happened, I know that I can pull myself out, because that last line that said God brought me this far to leave me. And I will tell anybody, if you are going through anything, I don't care what it is, you write yourself a love letter and make sure that you put something, whatever your go-to is, that's going to pull you out. Because, you know, at the time it was like it was the other day, and I was kind of like feeling a little bad about myself a little bit. So I was just saying that, you know, I need that. And, you know, it's just like your security blanket is where, you know, you can go and, you know.
Yeah. I love that idea. You writing a letter to yourself, a love letter, because, you know, I'm all about love yourself. Because if you love yourself, then you can open up to you know, to receive love. And remember when we were talking about the bullying, the self-bullying, like that really hit home to me, you know, especially because you know my history and me, you know, not liking myself, not loving myself. But
everything
anyway,
you went
it's almost like,
yeah, it's like I continued bullying myself by not loving and not accepting who I was. And so writing a love letter to yourself, that just sounds so comforting. I love that. But
yes,
we do have another caller. And let's see. I think it's a Skype caller, okay? So I'm just going to say Skype caller.
Okay.
Welcome to Open Mic Friday. What's your name and where are you calling from? And I see a 111, nothing but one. Can you hear me? Hello.
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 Anybody there? I'm like, anybody there? Hello.
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe you just want to call in. If you do want to be on air, just hit the number one on your phone and let us know that you want to perform something. Okay, I guess they didn't. They hung up again. That's that person that keeps on calling and hanging up. I don't know. Maybe they don't
want
to be on air, and that's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't pay attention to that because when they call in from the Skype, it's different than when if they call from
then call in a regular number. Yeah, exactly.
Right, because if you hit the and you, it's like it doesn't really indicate to us if you want to be on air or not. So it's like, maybe you just kind of try to listen in on the computer or something, but that'll be fine. But yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. That was dope. Dope.
Thank you. And I know you're performing, right?
I really didn't plan on. But
Oh no. It's unacceptable to come to open mic without. Come on. Yeah.
You're right. That's unacceptable. How
house
can I not
rules.
Want to perform?
You know what I'm saying? House rules.
Well, look, that's house not rules. Fair. Don't try to be like me now. Don't try to convince me to perform. It's not fair. We
no,
don't go there.
I'm too big of a fan to just let you off the hook with that. No. She's going to be performing, so come on with it.
I got some sad stuff. Some sad stuff.
Hey,
I didn't really write anything.
Whatever
new. Well, I did the love confession the other day. That was kind of positive. And that was almost like I was writing.
You wrote a letter to yourself.
I wrote a letter to him, just like him, kind of to him.
Nice.
Or let's say I wrote a letter to love, okay? And
nice.
I almost, it's like my promise to love and then what I expect from it, and you know. But I don't think I want to perform that right now. What I'm going to do is it's an older piece of mine, but it's still one of my favorite poems. So I'm going to just read that. I'm going to read it. I don't have that one memorized. It's been so old.
Okay.
It's like 2013. All right. It's called I Am. I inhale my verbs and spit out rhymes about crimes, love and needs, and sometimes about my valid deeds. That I propose, I'm a writer, indeed. That poet that bleeds, cries, and screams. But after each fall, I rise up to read my words that were born with each death. Yes, I've died before, and so many times ago, I have again lost life in the midst of my struggle to survive. Here I am, poet that rhymes at night while gazing at the moon and the stars. I am still that hopeless romantic superstar in my own personal play. I make it rain in the depth of my heart, and sometimes I invite the sun into my soul, only to light up my life again. I form quotes of happenings in this world, wishes of others, and hopes for my sisters and brothers. I stand back and watch them smile, just to give my heart a reason to skip a beat one more time. Those butterflies get me high each time and protect me from my lows. I jump the rope in hopes not to touch down. My concrete of fear is fierce and harsh. Roses don't grow on dry ground. Only blooms will ache pain and feed the flower of hope. The poet in me always understands, but my humanhood often gets confused about this. Me no comprehende, ich verstehe. That's when the last grammar of my ability leaves my lucid being. I am still the end.
I can dig it. I can dig it. So, oh my God. She's so talented. I tell people all the time, I'm like, yes, that is
our poetry thing, that's like, you know, that's like our heart right there. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything else we do is, you know, we're passionate about everything, but I don't think anything as much as poetry. So beautiful job, partner. Beautiful job.
We have another caller on the line, but can you please signalize that you want to be on air? Just press the number one on your phone, and then we can let you in and you can perform. And thank you. And at the end of that poem just now, I did a little German and a little Spanish. Did you hear that?
I did. Are you going to teach us some Spanish? I mean, some Spanish. I'm sorry. Are you going to teach us some German words tonight, too? You should.
Yeah, I sure will. I'm like, I don't speak Spanish, but I can teach you some German.
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm in German.
You just tell me what you want me to say, and I say it. You know, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
But
okay.
If you want to call and perform on our show, 347-633-9102. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to call let the next caller into our show.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's all this connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.
Yeah, Glass. Love it, love it. We're back with Artist Connection open mic tonight, and I have a caller. It is area code 337. I'm going to put you on air now, and welcome to Open Mic Friday. What's your name, and where are you calling from? Area code 337.
Hi, ladies. My name is Jason. I'm calling from New York. How are you?
Hi, Jason.
Doing great, Jason.
Welcome to Artist Connection.
Well, I'm really enjoying the show. My father's a poet. He's done poetry all his life, since I was a little boy anyway. And he asked me if I would call in. He's a beat poet, and he'd like to do a piece for you now.
Oh, yeah, we're all ready. Come on, bring it.
His name's Ronnie, so just be gentle with him. He's a bit nervous.
Oh, that's fine. Ronnie, we are so happy to have you here on the show, and please don't be nervous. We are all poets. It's all love. And just whenever you're ready, we are ready to hear it. Okay, honey?
Okay. I'll bring them right on.
All right.
Take a martini glass, put some cranberry juice in, and some blueberries. And then you take your girl behind the tree at the barbecue. You take out your cock and you let her jerk you off into that martini glass.
Yeah, no.
And that'll
that
be
was good.
No.
That was good, though. Listen. He had us, right? Ronnie, baby, come on now. That was
that was
kind of foul, Ronnie. But you know what? Hey, it's all love, you know? Anyway, let's get back to my – look, Ronnie, whatever the hell that was, let's get back to Kim. Well, we still have that other caller on the line, but apparently they don't want to talk because they didn't hit the number one here. So we're not going to put you back online. Just thank you for being here and listening. We are pleased to have you here. Okay, now, Kim, are you still with us? Do you want to do something else in the meantime?
Oh, yeah, I'm still on.
Yeah, did you just hear Ron?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Look,
well,
I'm not even going to – I don't give nobody the power to get mad. This is our show. We're having a good time. It's all good, Ron. You know, some people just like a five-second fame, and, hey, we just gave it to them, so it's all good. Shout out to Ron. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I feel you.
Did you want to perform anything else?
Sure, I can. Let's see. Bring forth. Well, I guess maybe I would do. I think I'll do a poet's prayer. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So this piece is titled "A Poet's Prayer," and here it is. So you see, her words really shook my tree. Had me wondering, was I really ready to give of everything that I feel? Am I poet enough? Am I grown woman enough? Feeling the pump of poetry running through my veins is never insane, only surreal, and never ever again. When I talk about the love in my heart or the love in my eyes, not neglecting the love I have for you inside, for you are a beautiful reason why, and that's no lie yet, because of boundaries, I do not pry. I just go about living my own life, but what do you do when you're betwixt and between the things that seem to be more to you than a wondrous dream? That's when I write. Until it merges into the womb of my reality so that when the need arrives, as with every breath that I breathe, I could dare to exhale a sweet release of poetry from the inside of me. You see, for truly I would hate that the light inside of me will fail to illuminate this love I have for you. Poetry. Now, am I a poetic spectacle? You see, because I would much rather be like you, a poet who's humble, but how can I tell the depths of my secret, knowing that the world would never keep it? And if there was a closet for me to come out of, it would be the one that was blackened with the pain from my life, the pain of being forgotten and neglected, forsaken and, yes, molested. Yet to be a lovey-dovey poet could never really mask it. But to be a lovey-dovey poet is easy when love illuminates from my being unselfishly. Again, I ask, how can I tell the depths of my secrets outside of my journal or the mention of those prayers eternal? And how can I wash off the stench of feeling vulnerable? Is that poetically normal? And how can I tap into the wells of truth when I have never spoken of the violations that took place in my youth before this poem? And how can I let it be known that judging by the love developed in my soul, most will never show? It's hard watching the world wax so cold. And even though I'm fully grown, sometimes I still feel like a fatherless, motherless child. Been out here on my own far, far too long, that at the age of 16, it was just my time to be grown, because my little baby, he needed a mama. Not some teeny bopping little girl playing dress up baby doll, but hey, I sing no sad songs, at least not out loud. And I really don't mind that things weren't perfect. You see, all is not lost. Can yet find the value and the cost that I must pay. But some days, quiet storms and silent screams are trapped inside of me. And the only thing that I can imagine being most afraid is crying in some mic while live on some stage. So forbid me for masking any pain. Dear Lord, I pray that you just let it be that when people applaud me and give accolades to my name without shame, let me just praise your name only. For the gift inside of me, God, you take a hold of every part of me. Command my vision to be clear and never cloudy, even when I'm dirty. Because yet and still, oh God, I count you worthy. So Lord, just let it be that as I patiently find my poetic voice, that love, real love, true love, I love, you love, Just let it be true. Just let it be true.
I'm just like, chills. I got like chills.
Right.
Like, you are so dope. Like, seriously, just, you can just, you know, feel the anointing of the Lord. I feel it on you and through your poems. It's, yeah. Like I said, you're the truth. Truly,
amen.
The truth.
Thank you.
Love
to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, what can I say? I'm almost like speechless about it. It's so good. And another thing is, like, I just felt that like it was like a performance. I felt like I was like being entertained in the most deepest, dopest way. Like, really, big up. Love it. And that's what
Thank
I miss
you.
The most. Like, I love our shows and when we have artists, but the open mic, that's the part I missed. Partner, and I think that
right.
you can agree. That's what I miss, that rawness, that liveness, all of that.
Yes.
That, oh, wow. Yeah. It
yes.
is just
and,
great
and
to,
really,
to be amongst you all.
Yeah. I was going to say, artists like you make it, you know, good and make it exciting because, you know, you and I do want to extend this to everybody out there. You know, you may not, you know, feel like you're on someone else's level, but you know it really is about you, and it's about being the truest you, and that's what makes good poetry. If you're on there and you're honest and you're telling the truth and you're getting to, you know, what the issues are, that to me makes, you know, just the best. Don't be ashamed if you're not, you know, feeling like you're, you know, not on the top, because I used to feel that way all the time. And really, since we've been doing the show, that's what made me a little more like, okay, I can be accepted in this realm, because I, you know, I still look at, you know, Tammy and yourself, and I'm like, oh, those are real poets, you know. I feel like, you know, and I have to check myself on that, because as long as I'm being honest and true with myself, then, you know, I'm good where I am. But, yeah, it's a little intimidating, guys.
Well, Tasha, can I say something? Am I still on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you are.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like we just all have different gifts, different styles. I mean, it's not, we can't really, when I first came out, the funny thing is when I first came out as a poet, I was called, I was Kimber Lim, which is Kimberly, middle name, initial, scooted over. And all the time I kept hearing, and then when I would perform, all my poems was lovey-dovey, baby, the sky was always blue. The birds was always singing. Love was always singing and glowing. And of course, through learning myself, I learned, you know, the identity of the poet that I am. And so, you know, but all the time, I was condemning myself like, man, every time, like I'm not the traditional revolutionary poet. And so they would be up there and going to battle and all of this with their work, right? And I was like, man, all I want to talk about is love. I was like, and then the whole time I kept hearing Kimber Love, Kimber Love, Kimber Love. And I was like, man, no, you know, I stalled and stalled. And the beautiful part was, it's like, you know how people, I say, like, the whole baptism thing is kind of how I experienced my poetry, gift, presence, or whatever. I was born on a local set called the Vibin' Collective here in the Twin Cities, and that's where I did my first piece. And I went with my cousin and all of my cousins, all the cousins went out, and, you know, the one cousin is a singer, so she was gonna get on the mic. And the second cousin, we was both writing and sharing with each other and doing, you know, all of that. So we got there. We was all excited. Now, I had a crave in my heart, didn't know we had this movement going on in the Twin Cities. And it's booming here. Like, it's really nice. We're not New York. We're not, you know, Atlanta, all the bigger cities, hotspots. But we have a very strong artist community here. I mean, we're Prince's hometown. You know what I'm saying? So, but anywho. And so cousin one said to me, hey, if you sign up, I'll sign up. I was like, okay, I'm going to sign up. I had even brought my stuff with me, so you know I was prepared. Never been on a mic before. You know?
And so then I got bold enough to do it, but it was like I glowed when I released. I was in the bathroom practice and all kind of stuff. And it's funny and it's cute to me now, but it's like I ran from the love part because I just felt like, man, too lovey-dovey, and I'm still talking about comparing ourselves to others, you know what I mean? And then all the time I'm hearing the poet that I'm supposed to be is speaking, like she's writing, you know what I mean? She's writing. She's putting it out there. Now, I didn't know how to really deliver it, you know, because I was, whatever. And so then I get to the point of accepting the name. I ended up, we had another beautiful spot that ran for 13 years here in the Twin Cities called the Poet's Groove. And they had the live band. It was really nice. Well, I was beginning to be matured on that stage, but I still was going by that other name. And then finally, the people who were doing Vibin', like we do, they rose back up. And I ended up going, and it was like I couldn't fight it no more. I had to change the name, accept the name, really, and judge myself on the identity of how I do what I do, or how so-and-so do with how they do. Like, we don't have to belittle ourselves for not sounding, you know, if you want to perform your pieces, all you really got to do is practice in the mirror. That's speech class 101. Know your stuff. But if you want to read it. You know what I'm saying? The people who come to poetry sets, readings, recitals, listening, open mics, all of that, they're coming to hear the word. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Let me reflect on what you said and what Tasha said, may I? For one, my poetry was born out of a darkness. I was 9 years old, and that was, it was sad. Nevertheless, I think, you know, we shouldn't even put a genre on it. And when I say genre, you know what I mean. Like, it doesn't matter. It's, we are artists. We are poets or whatever we feel. If you feel lovey-dovey, God damn it, write lovey-dovey stuff. You know what I mean? Like, don't even worry about if, because you know what? Actually, I was criticized one time by another artist. And, I mean, I can take criticism, trust me, but not when it comes to my artistry, how I feel. Don't tell me because I'm a poet, I shouldn't write about love all the time. No, if that's how I feel, that's what I'm going to do. If I feel love in my heart, that's what I'm going to do or write. Well, you know, I'm more of a writing poet, actually. But if I feel dark inside, I'm going to write about that. And damn, you criticize me, you know? Yeah, damn, you criticize me. And I always thought to me, it was always silly for poets to battle. I always thought, what is going on? This is not like, I don't know. It's like a big old family to me. I want to love you all. I don't want to compare, or battle. Like, I did one battle in my whole life, and it was a fun battle, and we did it for fun, the funnest, most funnest thing. And partner, you know what I'm talking about, that fun battle. And I still share it sometimes because it's funny. It was very funny. But I am kind of against it. So, you know, I might be on my own here, but I would never want to battle because your art is unique, and so is mine, and so is Tasha's, and so is Hope's, and so, you know, I don't know. That's just my opinion on it.
But just going back to what I was saying is we all have our own personal or poetic identities. Like, you know, I mean, even though Brother Man's stuff was real raunchy,
right,
was open mic. You know what I mean?
It's open mic,
right. But that's his expression. You know what I'm saying? Like that's
exactly.
I mean, that's him. You know, and same with the different styles, the different topics, the different. You know, there's a lot of things that I don't agree with, but I don't really worry too much with it because, again, I don't want to I guess, misjudge or box people in. Like, nobody wants to be boxed in about their art, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, you know, but hey, I've never, ever, I don't even think I've really been to no slams. I've just been in, on the scene, on the mic. And then I was kind of raised, like, my performance level is where it's at just because this is who I'm supposed to be. Like, Kimber Love got her aunt girl, that girl, let me tell you about Kimber Love. No.
Right.
I mean, she's a whole nother entity. And she's a motive part of me. You know what I mean? And well, I look back and I see how everything in my life was orchestrated. Like, I literally used to, I never would have thought I was going to do poetry and spoken word. Like, the gift was a seed and then a bud and then a blossom, you know? And so, but even as a child, I've always been in front of a crowd or had a brush in my hand singing or doing skits or whatever, you know what I mean? And so it comes out in the poetry because I think that's the only gift that I really, really allowed to shine. Like, I can sing, but I'm more intimidated to sing, so I don't really nurture that gift. But the spirit of the song is in me, and it's in it, and she, and it's in my release. You know, but again, like I said, it's not. I'm a page poet too. I'm getting better at it because of why I'm cultivating it. I'm cultivating haikus. And things like that. I haven't finished any book projects. Like, I'm like 89 pages into my first poetry book, but I have, like most of us or whatever, I have plenty of book ideals, you know what I mean? And work. I have the work. It's just like, this file is for this file, for, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anybody else on the phone, a pack rack when it comes to paper? I mean, poetic paper. I still have notebooks upon notebooks upon journals upon journals. And, you know.
Yes. And that's a poet thing, I'm telling you. Yes.
It's a neat mess, but it's a creative mess. Mm-hmm. It's a creative neat mess. And I want to get it all in one spot.
Yeah, you know, I
the mind of a poet is amazing.
Right. Yeah. I was going to tell Kim, you know, it's funny, but this particular topic, because, you know, this is, to me, we do open mics and things like that, but poetry is really never talked about, like, especially the state that it's in now. And I know you were talking about the slam, you know, the slam contest and things like that. For me, I can't say that I don't like, you know, the slam and the competitions, because the movie, I don't know if you guys saw it, it's kind of like a documentary type movie, but it's really a movie called Slam. Have you guys seen
it? I'm trying to find it.
Back
in
the day. Right, me too. I want that movie so much because it inspired me so much as an artist. That guy was, I mean, mind-blowing poet. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's just, you know, I'm not saying, because to me, I can listen to two poets and I won't say that one is better than the other. But what you get from that is the excitement about poetry again. If you take all the competition and the judgment out of it and just think about how people love competitions, like look at The Voice and, you know, all these shows. It really, I mean, yeah, the contest is there and, you know, you can think of it that way, but you're getting people excited about music and people aren't buying music anymore. So, you know, sometimes just to keep it alive, you know, unfortunately, you know, you just got to kind of, you know, do things that maybe not necessarily in your comfort level. At, you know, I mean, you don't have to, but, you know, some people do. But, you know, hey, whatever keeps the, you know, keeps the word out there about this beautiful thing that we all love and, you know, want to honor, poetry, I say, have at it.
Yeah, I love it all. I can't not lie. I think that's really my bottom line of my long-windedness in how I describe and say what I say, is that I really just love it all, and it's important to respect it all. Like, just because I have never really been able to participate in slams, I know plenty of slam poets. Like, I'm connected to the poet. I'm connected to the poet, whether they're a writer, a speaker, a singing poet, people are just, I mean, we songwriters are poets. I mean, I love it. It's to me, it's really all about the words. It's really all about the words. Whether I agree or disagree, because there's many concepts out there, and some of the stuff is just so deep for that person and their release that it maybe don't belong. It don't belong to everyone, or everyone isn't supposed to hear, or what, you know what I'm saying? Like, even with the stuff that went forth, I know why it's important to guard your spirit, you know, with whatever you allow in, you know. Especially because the word is powerful. Like, the word is really powerful.
The word is.
And let there be, and then there was. And everything created he in his love. You know? Mm-hmm. So, and he put that same thing in us. That's why people can feel what you say, whether you write it or read it. Like when So whether, you know, like I said, I love it all. Like I said, one love to all the poets, the writers, the authors, you know, the deep thinkers. I like that kind of stuff. You ain't gonna find me if I'm on the shallow ground. That's because I'm going in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like that. Paula, I see that we have somebody in the line, in the queue.
Nice.
But if you want to be on, if you want to be on the air, just press the number one on your phone.
Press one.
And then we'll let you in. Yeah, because I remember in the past we've had like the whole line, but they just called in to listen. They didn't want to be on air.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they don't hit the number one, then we just won't let them, you know, we're not going to do that. And sometimes I call in and I don't want to be on air. I just want to listen. I don't hit the number one then.
Don't
bring me in.
Right.
So,
like,
but
like,
yeah, everything, I understand what you guys said too. And, you know, to some, I guess to some point I do agree. I mean, Kendrick Lamar said that too. I mean, he did say that's why he did that, to get the excitement back in hip-hop. And, of course, you know, I love hip-hop. I'm a Tupac generation, so I get that. But just for me personally, I just don't want to battle or anything like that. That's not who I am, you know. And that doesn't mean that I don't like when I hear it or when I read it, you know. Because, I mean, I'm passionate for words, just like Kim, and passionate for poetry. But me, myself, I don't get stimulated. I don't get motivated myself if I would have to compete or battle with somebody. That's just not, to me, I wouldn't be true to myself, who I am as an artist. That's all. But, you know, for each in his own.
Definitely. And you know what? And that's why I said, you know, like, we all agree on that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To each his own. And we won't be, you know, looking forward to seeing you in the, you know, Poetry Slam, you know, chopping up poets. You know?
Okay, I think the caller.
We know we won't see you.
I will
if
not
one,
be on there. I'm sorry, okay? Sorry to disappoint you. But caller, let's see, 646. 646 area code. How you doing? And welcome to Open Mic Friday. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello. It's Indigo Soul. I'm calling from New York, aka SO.
Okay.
Some of you know me as Hope Jackson, but Indigo Soul, I go by. How's everybody? I'm calling to support the show tonight. So I've been
listening. Now just hitting the number one button. You've been on this line this whole time.
Yeah, because I was listening. I was listening to Kimber Love. I love her, and I was just listening to her. I love listening to her, so I just waited to see her.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening. Yeah,
and we love you, Hope. I do. We love you. Okay, so we want to see you. You come right on in when you come. Okay, you come right on in.
Well, everybody's off mute. Okay, we can have this multi conversation. Everybody can talk. Okay, I got us all. Well, it's all ladies too, and I love it. All ladies. Okay.
Right.
So anyway,
that's
Hope,
cool.
I'm glad you called in, and I will support your show too, and I will call your show.
Definitely,
just let me know
definitely.
When you have to. Yeah, so
absolutely.
We can
definitely.
Yeah,
definitely support.
It's a good show so far. I've been listening for maybe about 30 minutes. Heard a couple of people. And it's really good. You know, I enjoy
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy
Danke
that.
Danke schön. Danke schön.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So
anyway,
did you hear?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Hope.
Oh, I just had a question. Are you guys on every week?
No. Well, you know, I think you and I spoke about that. We haven't had open mic in a long time because you know we do all these other shows. So this is the first time actually in almost 2 years, and
wow.
We haven't. Yeah, I know. We haven't decided. We're probably going to just do it on demand and just let you guys know when we do it. We don't have a set schedule. I think you have one, and go ahead and promote your show. Hope let our listener, because we have some listener from Germany live right now. Let them know when you air, because
well,
I know I think you have a set schedule.
I do have a set schedule. Right now we're not on, and so I'm not going to promote. But we'll be
okay.
Back on within the next month or so, and you all will be seeing, like, I will broadcast it. Everybody will know when I'm back on. So, but
okay.
It's usually on Fridays. I hope this won't conflict with you guys' time. But you guys said you're not sure if you're going to be doing every Friday. But my show is usually on around this time, and it's like 2 hours. It's open mic. We do a whole lot of different things. We play music. We have contests. We do a whole bunch of stuff on there, so interviews, things like that. But it's not on right now, but it will be on within probably the next month or so. It's called Spoken Ink with Indigo Soul. So it's Friday.
And you said contest? What type of contest? That's interesting. What type of contest?
Oh, well, what I usually do, like I take a photo, a random photo, and I put it up in the beginning of the week, and you guys would have to use that photo as inspiration to write a poem, and I pick a winner. That's one of the contests. I have other poetry contests. Do a whole bunch of stuff. Do a whole bunch of stuff for the artists. I love doing that. But just to support, you know, fellow writers, I love doing that. Just for them. It just makes me happy for other people just to be writing and being inspired and calling up and reciting. And I love it. I just love all that. Just to support.
I love your New York accent.
You know?
I love your New York accent. It is so dope.
I was
so going to
say the same thing. I was like, you bringing that New York up in here. I'm loving it.
So cool.
I'm a Cali. I'm a Cali girl, so I love the New York.
You can hear it.
New York.
I tried to hide it a little bit. I guess I can't.
Oh, no.
Some people say, oh, you speak so proper. You don't sound like a New Yorker, but I try to hide it. I guess I can't hide it, you know. Well, yeah.
It's there. Are you gonna spit something?
I'm gonna have to dig into the archives and pull out something.
Dig. Let's go.
I was just listening. Yeah, because I was just mostly listening, so I didn't pull out nothing. So I'm gonna have to. Y'all can go ahead and keep talking when I'm ready. Then I'll let you know.
Yeah,
I gotta pull out something for you guys. Yeah.
You just scream and say, hey.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, partner, I did I recorded a German poem one time. I think I still got it on SoundCloud. I'm not sure if I still got it on there or not, but I sure did. But, you know, it's really weird. It's really weird that I don't write German all the time since it's my native language. But
right.
To me, it's always been English in my head as far as poetry. It's just kind of weird. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you definitely need to, you know, when it comes to you and when you feel it, you know, just give us something, you know, German and, you know,
it's
always
come
good.
On. That wouldn't make any sense.
You'd be like,
it
really
weird.
Would. No, I'll tell you, I actually went to a poetry slam, this was a while ago, and the man performing, he could only speak Spanish, but when I tell you the way he performed it, even though it's in a different language, you felt what he was saying. So, yeah,
you felt it,
I definitely encourage you to do that. Yeah, he nailed it. I mean, it was awesome. Really awesome. So,
yeah.
Hey.
Nah, I think I passed on that. Because,
come
you know,
on,
I get
native
like,
language.
Well, I mean, but you guys wouldn't understand. I mean, if I have, like, a German show one day and I have, like, German people on there, we all speak German, and then I perform, that's different, you know? I don't know.
Well, you know, Germany
represents you guys.
No. It doesn't have to be it could be a haiku. How about that? Do a little haiku. Real short, boom. Tell us what it means. Boom.
Like, hi, bye. Hey, this is Tammy. Nice to see you.
Right. And plus, we do have a lot of German listeners. It would be awesome. Yeah, I mean, they support hard. You know, shout out to Germany.
Yeah.
They support us really hard.
They support
really
hard. Hard core. For real.
Yeah.
We know.
Right. Oh, you know, before everybody goes, does anybody have any guesses that are on the line right now? I asked a question earlier in the show. I asked you guys, what is the stickiest solution on earth? I asked you guys, what is the stickiest thing in existence? Anybody have any guesses?
Yeah, what is the what?
The stickiest. The stickiest.
Don't Google it.
Substance.
Don't Google. I didn't Google.
Don't Google. Stickiest substance.
Ooh.
Yes.
Honey.
That'll blow your mind, I'm telling you. Honey, you know?
Honey.
I was thinking honey.
Honey.
I was thinking honey. I was thinking.
Ooh, stuck on glue, girl. What is this?
I was thinking honey or molasses. You guys,
I thought honey.
It's water. It's water.
Water.
Water is the stickiest substance in existence. You can Google it and look it up. Water. Well, you know, anytime you get any grime, anything sticky on your hands, even super glue itself, you can get off with water. You know, it's water. You guys can. That was a little fact that I heard. It was kind of like a, one of those questions that they asked. I was listening to NPR. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's good. So I decided to share that little tip. You guys.
Water. Mm-hmm. I would have never thought about that. Just
water.
Like, you know, when you grow,
I know.
Like when I was a kid or whatever, and it was like, what is stronger, water or fire? You know, everybody immediately say fire because
right.
It burns everything up. No, it's water because it, you know, it kills the fire. So it's like, okay, whatever, dude.
Right.
But yeah, I would have never thought that water was the stickiest. No, that's odd.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't even. I know it didn't even sound right when I heard it. I was like, what? Yeah. And if you think about it, it gets any sticky substance off. So
I can see that because you ever notice when it's a rainy day and it's real sticky outside and just humid? That's because it is air. So I can see it, but I would have never thought, baby, I was stuck on honey.
Yeah, right.
Me too.
And I was thinking honey or molasses. I thought, molasses is real thick, you know, and sticky. But no, it's water.
So, learn something
little
new.
Little tip, you guys. Right, you guys can. You learn something on Artist Connection. You learn something every week.
I'm on the, you know, I'm the one that's in the South, and you know it gets sticky and humid here, and so
ooh.
Yeah, ooh, you walk out there and the humid is like 90%, 100%, might as well be, and I mean everything
right.
Like your hair, everything is just sticky. Your clothes just stick on you. I mean. Yeah, I guess that does make sense. You look at it like that, I guess.
Yeah, that was really interesting to me. I was like, oh my gosh, okay. Very interesting.
We have
seven minutes
left in the show. Seven. Well, yes, well, it's 7:36. And Hope, you know, I call you Hope. What do you want me to call you? I'm sorry. You know, earlier she was talking about you. Kim was the whole time.
She said
Indigo, right? Then I was like, Hope. But
Hope,
I love that
fine.
Name. I think it's Susie.
A lot of people call me Hope, so I'm used to it. If that's fine with you, Hope is cool. People call me Indigo Soul, S. Hope Jackson, whatever makes you comfortable.
Indigo.
I like them both. I like Indigo.
Whatever
Indigo.
You want to call me. Yeah, that's cool. That's fine. Right. Whatever you come through with. Yeah.
All
so,
right, man. I just call you dope queen or whatever.
That's fine, too. I take that. That's good, too. I actually found a poem that I found
Yay.
One that I read. So it's a short
Thanks.
One. Because you guys are running out of time, so got a short one for you guys that I read.
Yeah.
I actually forgot the title of it, but I'm going to read it. So I forgot the title of it. Like, I wrote it down in two different places, and it in one place. I wrote the title, and then I have it right here, and I don't have the title, and I don't remember the title. It's like a year old.
It's all good.
I should read it right now. All right. Let me pull it up. All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
I climb upon the edges of the moon to pass the time of humankind, only to crash there for a night to escape life and find light in an apparent darkness. Seduced by the ebony eyes of the night sky, I pried into the mystery of my crescent dream, where the stars seemed too far for fondling. But upon sauntering a place where the earth's face wasn't scraped with disappointment, I traced the craters, sympathizing with its cup-shaped depression, suddenly recognizing the connection between the story behind each gleam. As I rest my head upon a softened gray mass of clouds, I shut my eyes in search of a place to believe, freed by the comforting feeling of knowing no sense of belonging. I taste the crisp air with a smile, realizing that life has dropped me off on the wrong end of the surface. Still, I frequent the moon, looking for a dream to consume, but that's the only way I know my life has a purpose.
I don't remember the name of this poem, but I wrote that like more than a year ago. I forgot the name of it.
Can we please just name it, Oh My God? Can we name it, Oh My God?
No, I got
it. Wow. Wow.
Partner, look, I got a better
uh-huh.
Look.
Okay. Yes. Yes. That's the title.
Yeah,
Oh My God.
That was dope. It's been a year ago. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Standing ovation. I was looking for that applause when Kay was on here, when she was performing. Love.
Yeah, I love
I was speechless. I couldn't even move. I was speechless.
Right.
She had me like
yeah.
in a daze.
Yeah, because
right.
with her,
sorry.
When she actually recites, it's like she puts you in like this mood. It's like she sways you with the words and just puts
right.
you in this mood. Yeah, I love listening to her. When she used to call my show, I just
yeah.
be in a daze. Like she just takes you
mm-hmm.
to places. It's the way she
yeah.
Like goes up and down. She's melodic with her words. Love
with
her
words.
Right. Yeah.
And,
very melodic.
And you
I
have
was
a crispness. Yeah. I was gonna tell her you really have a crispness to yours, Indigo. Like it's very crisp. Like I can't even describe it, but it's very. You have that same way to take the reader there, you know, the listener there. So man, just you guys are both dope. So
I appreciate
I'm looking forward to the
like
show
that.
Where we spotlight you guys and let you guys, you know what I'm saying. We get to delve into you, you know, to your writing and stuff. I
oh,
really
that's
looking
cool.
forward to doing
like
something like that with you guys.
Oh sure.
Yeah, we do the actual Artist Connection show where we you know interview the artists, the spotlight on the artists, and you know talk to you guys and interview you and ask you some trick questions and all kinds
oh,
of stuff.
I love
stuff.
That.
So yeah,
I do the same
yeah,
thing,
and
so I know how to answer those. Yeah, I love that.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
Yeah.
So that'll be
whatever.
Good.
Sure.
And then let's not forget my.
Mhm.
Let's not forget my virtual sofa on my show, Small Talk with Tammy LC. I'm going to have to invite you both on there as well.
Hey,
okay.
Actually, all of us, and we can do a slumber night, a slumber party. How about that? Yeah, virtual slumber
party. Oh, my
party.
God.
You guys are down?
I'm
slumber
down.
Slumber poetry. I like that.
Slumber poetry. Let's go.
Yes.
Who says
awesome.
We
got to
talk about poetry? Look, it's going to be just a slumber party.
Oh,
now I'm just
playing. A slumber party.
Slumber poetry.
Oh, like
of
that.
Course
hey,
about,
hey.
Of course we're going to talk about poetry.
That's cool. Whatever.
We're not going to have a show where we just talk bad about men and stuff. We don't do these things. No.
It
is all about
that.
Poetry.
No.
We don't
not.
Bash.
No. Yeah, it could be a number of different topics that you can talk about. That's cool. That's awesome. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Slumber party. Sure, looking
yeah,
forward.
Baby.
And you know, partner, I'm disappointed because Mahatma did not call in. He promised me he would, but he didn't. He did not even call in. And he's the one who been bugging me for 2 years. When are you going to have
him tonight?
And he didn't even call. Say what?
Well, you know what? We got like 20 seconds into the show. I want to give these ladies who did call, we appreciate them so much, just a chance just to
of
say
course.
Thank you and shout out to anybody they want. So
and
go for it, ladies.
Shout out to you guys. Awesome show tonight. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yes, yes, definitely.
Shout out to you guys. I already did all my shout outs and just sending love. You know, I loved it. I love sharing time with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. And I hope you're going to call again when we have another show. And we're going to do probably event invites next time, you know, because we really didn't do a whole bunch of promo this time. But I still love the little circle that we've had tonight. Mm-hmm. Actually, I enjoyed that a little bit more because it's our first comeback. So this little circle, I actually enjoyed more for our first night of open mic. I don't know how you feel about that, partner, but I think you agree.
I was happy. Intimate setting worked for me too. I had a good time, so I'm very happy. And I met two. Well, I already knew Hope. Hope is huge with supporting not only my mm-hmm. writing but everybody in, you know, every mm-hmm. poet in the game. So I was really, really just happy to get to talk to you and to meet K-Love. I have to go and stalk your page now. That's where I'm headed. Thank you, ladies, and I had a blast. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
And I'm going to say something before we get out of here, too. I enjoyed you ladies to the utmost, and I can only agree with my partner, of course. And then to hear Hope talk, that was wonderful because, you know, we've been knowing each other for a little bit now,
yes.
Right, Hope, on Facebook. And now to hear your voice, it was wonderful. I really appreciate you calling in and showing all that support. That's great. I love that.
Anytime.
All right. So we're going to leave. And I want to say thank you for all the people that was in the chat room. And, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't chat back. We had some, you know, BTR has these technical problems sometimes. And tonight we was not able to get into the chat room. So I want a really, really big shout out to people because I've gotten tweets and I didn't, you know, read them. It was and I just now got to them. So there was people here listening, and shout out to Germany, and I really love you guys always supporting your girl here in America. I love it. And ta-ta, I guess I see you guys, hear you guys very soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girl Tamiyo C and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red Dab in the building. Knockout Kid on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tamiyo C and Tasha. Listen to my demo. This grind is crazy. Need some time, can you play me?
Yeah.
I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth breeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of they right rhymes.
Hey.
Cop to Mannheim.
Hey.
From the HA to the UK.
Yeah.
International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper. It's all for the love. And the promotion is gangsta. Got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to. Your creations that the world needs to hear. And the message is clear. It's the artist connection. And in this category, Tammy LC and Tasha care to share your story. Yes, they care to share your story.
Hey, yo, Tammy LC.
Got a song you gotta hear, though.
Hey, Tasha.
Please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection.
Yo, Tammy LC.
Got a song you gotta hear, though.
Hey, Tasha.
Please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yeah.
Ears up, cause it's going down. The Artist Connection, the hottest and coolest show in town. You came to the right place, cause on every episode, they play songs from up and coming artists across the globe. The hottest in news, gossip, and current events. So just sit back, relax, no need to be tense. They're here to tell your story, ain't trying to steal your glory. No matter the category, just let it dispense. From blues to Prince, Tasha and Tammy, exquisite. So visit the airwaves they inhabit. To this will be tragic. Don't dismiss the show, cause that it factor they have it. Two sisters whip like a rabbit, lifting your soul to heaven's attic. I know you're gonna be healed by all the magic revealed. So crystal clear and surreal, and no static. So yo, I'm glad you made the selection. We'd like to welcome you to the Artist Connection. Here we go.
All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend.
Coming to you live, international vibe.
Just wanna say, welcome to the Artist Connection. All up up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe.